Marina was tired of being cooped up in the manor. She wanted to go for a walk in the woods and feel the wind blowing through her hair. She wanted to be able to run free and feel the grass beneath her feet. Why were her sisters so content to stay inside?
Christiana, let's go for a walk in the woods. I'm sure Hugh would accompany us, and he would keep us safe. Please.
Hugh was her sister Ava's husband. He was a good man and, in Marina's eyes, their jailer. Christiana slowly shook her head.
Roland says it's not safe for us to leave with only one man to protect us. We'll need the entire army, and the men have been so busy with the building of the castle, there's just no time. No, sister, we need to stay here and work on our powers.
Marina frowned. What Christiana really meant is that Marina needed to work on her powers. Her sister's powers had both gone through a transformation in the past month that truly astounded all three of them. Their powers had become tenfold what they'd once been, but Marina's power was still the same as ever. Yes, the power of healing was an awesome power, one she was proud to call her own, but she still needed help from her sisters if she did more than 5 or 6 small healings in a day. Her sisters would put their hands against her back and push their power into her, but she wanted to be able to heal on her own. Since the Normans had taken over their home, and her sisters, Marina's power had been given more chance to expand and grow. She was thankful for the opportunity, but she still wished she was more powerful. She hated being the weakest sister. It was bad enough just being the youngest. Ava took Marina's hand in hers.
I'm sorry you miss the outdoors so much, sister. We all do, if that helps at all.
It doesn't, of course. How could it?
Marina smiled at her sister, trying to soften her harsh words.
I just hate sitting here doing nothing, when we know he's out there, planning something evil, and this time he's coming for me.
She didn't have to tell them who she referred to. All three sisters knew she was talking about the evil sorcerer whose minions called him the Master. He was the man who had tried to kidnap both Christiana and Ava. She only wished she knew his name. Christiana jumped to her feet.
Time for stairs, I think. After the stairs, we'll have Roland send in the line of peasants he has waiting.
Marina looked at Christiana.
Any challenging injuries today?
Christiana shrugged.
I didn't ask. He just said the line was longer than ever.
I want to heal the first 8 without help.
Marina had never done that many at once, but she loved the idea of challenging herself.
That depends on how bad the injuries are, sister. We can't have you exhausting yourself.
Ava winked at Christiana.
Charles will want you in good condition.
Marina made a face.
Charles barely acknowledges me. I'm done with him.
Charles was the younger brother of Roland, Christiana's husband. The first moment she'd seen him, Marina had felt a stirring within her she'd never expected to feel for a man. Now both of her sisters were married to 2 of the men who had come to conquer them, and Marina was not. Christiana shook her head at Ava, sending her a mental warning.
I know you are. Who needs a big Norman fool anyway?
She led the way into the hallway, nodding at Hugh, Ava's husband, who had been assigned to guard them that day.
Good morning, my brother.
Hugh flushed, as he always did when addressed by one of the sisters other than Ava.
Good morning, Christiana. Are you doing your morning exercises?
Christiana nodded.
20 flights of stairs this morning.
Marina groaned.
Save some of my energy for healing the peasants.
She enjoyed physical activity when it had a purpose. Running up and down the stairs had no purpose other than exhausting her. Christiana laughed.
You'll have plenty.
20 minutes later, the three sisters sat on Christiana's bed, all breathing heavily. Marina had a cramp in one of her calves she was trying to rub out.
Why do we keep torturing ourselves? It would be so much easier just to run through the woods like we used to.
Don't start that again, Marina. We're obeying my husband.
Christiana's tone of voice made it clear she wasn't going to listen to even another minute of Marina's complaining. Ava jumped to her feet.
Let me see if we can get some peasants sent in for you to heal.
She was out of the room before either of her sisters could protest. Christiana laughed.
I'll ask Roland about peasants to heal. Ava just wanted to go kiss her husband.
Marina shook her head.
Her lips must be sore by now. I swear all those 2 ever do is kiss.
Christiana grinned.
I have a feeling they're doing a bit more than kissing these days.
She closed her eyes to talk to her husband in her mind. She didn't have to close them, but it helped her to concentrate on the conversation and not on the people around her.